You're listening to SBS News.
Not today, my sister. Today you're not dying. You're not dying today. All right, medic!
Armed officers storm the Nairobi Hotel, racing to get as many office and hotel staff to safety as possible. Explosions and sustained gunfire sent workers fleeing for their lives. Some climbed out of windows, forced to leave colleagues behind, huddling under their desks. Gunmen blasted their way into the Dusset Hotel and office in the Kenyan capital on Tuesday, killing and injuring people as they went. The attack began when three cars exploded in the car park. Witnesses like Robert Ngei knew something was wrong when they could see a plume of smoke rise from the complex.
Trying to look through the smoke. It's like only I see like a dead body, but the body was not complete, just in pieces.
The Al-Qaeda-linked Somalian group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. Kenya Inspector General Joseph Boyne says a suicide bomber detonated an explosion in the hotel lobby before gunmen opened fire.
We can now confirm that this criminal activity commenced at about 3 o'clock in a coordinated fashion that began with an attack at I&M Bank with an explosion that targeted three vehicles in the parking lot and a suicide explosion in the foyer of Dusit Hotel, where a number of guests suffered severe injuries.
More than 6 hours after the horror unfolded, it was unclear how many people were still hiding inside office buildings or the hotel. Then late Tuesday, Kenya's Interior Minister Fred Matiang'i confirmed the news residents had been anxiously waiting for.
The country is now secure and that the nation remains calm, that Kenyans and all of our visitors are safe and should feel free to continue getting about their normal businesses. Let us all remember that terrorism will never defeat us, and we as a country remain strong and determined, and we will not surrender or bend to any manipulation or efforts of terrorist elements.
Inspector General Boyne is appealing to Kenyans to stay calm and not to disseminate any photos from the attack.
At this juncture, we would want to caution members of the public that sympathizers of these criminals have taken to the internet using old and quite disturbing images, all of which have nothing to do with today's incident, in an attempt to spread needless fear and despondency among its members of the public. We therefore wish to urge everyone not to share, forward, retweet, or otherwise spread these pieces of disturbing information or images, as in doing so will only be doing nothing but abetting the aims of the enemy.
Authorities are expecting the death roll to rise. Jasper Moindy says his wife is fighting for her life in hospital after she was shot twice during the attack.
This is a young lady, just two years we were married. This is our second year. We have an 8-year-old daughter who's waiting for the mother today to come home. And maybe now the mother might not make it home. So it is really terrible as a man. Just 2 years down the line, we have not even finished enjoying our honeymoon.
Kenyan hospitals are appealing for blood donations. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.